I think you're gonna lose the sales, I think they're gonna go somewhere else. And it's the compounded, so they drop a 10-20% sale, you throw the 7 cents sales tax in there. So it all compounds up to be like a 30% savings. I think your sales are gonna go just like a normal day, which I'm assuming is a lot less. You have a calculator, you could figure it out pretty quick, what our revenues have brought in on sales tax and divided by 365, and that's what you're gonna bring in that day. So, but that's not my concern, is how much we're bringing in. What my concern is this is the one day they can compete with down south. This is the one day that I can go buy a coil of rope for the same price if I ordered it from Seattle Marine. This is the one day you can stock up on those canned goods, put them in the cellar for winter.
But that's not the 7%, that's the 25 plus the
7%. Plus the 7, that's a 30%.
Yes.
As a marketing tool, these guys are not gonna drop a 20% sale. We'll go back to a Labor Day sale and you might see a 10%, but I'd be skeptical if you even see that. They're gonna have to restructure the way they order groceries, the way they order goods, the way they market, the way they sell, and we're just gonna go to one day a year, and that's what we're just gonna lose it. That's my fear. And talking to these guys, I mean, I wished everybody would come here and voice their opinions too, but it was just like the fishermen and everything else. Yeah, and you're exactly right, David. They put us in this seat to come and be their voice, and we're supposed to do that. And that's exactly what we're doing tonight. So.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
No.
Prasanka?
No.
Rooney?
No.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
No.
Mitchell?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Just to mix it up a bit, yeah.
Item 12C, proposed ordinance number 922, amended. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Chapter 15.16, Cemetery, of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to cemetery fees. This is a first reading as amended.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 922 as amended, and move to another second with a public hearing to be held September 13th, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I just have a question. I missed the last meeting, and so I'm not sure how the amendments came about and what the fees are based on.
Go ahead.
So what, Amber, ultimately what you're seeing in front of you now is something that Amber, our Public Works Director, had sat down with Jeff Rooney, I'm not sure what his title is, but anyway, and to figure out what the exact fees are for these services, because we're losing a lot of money. We're paying for the labor to do all of this stuff, and we're not making that at all. So I know there a lot of them have gone up considerably, but that's based on the exact, and that's a good scenario. That's not if they run into issues when they're digging a grave and stuff like that. So that's how they came about.
So just follow up, so you're saying that the amended fees are based on the real cost?
Yes.
To the city. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12D, approval of the revised local contractor list.
Move to approve the revised contractors policy as present.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Based on our last conversation here, Kim and I, I went through it once, and I can't remember if am I the blue or am I the red?
I just have black and white.
Maybe.
I think you're the red.
Anyway, so we went through, and some of the issues that came up that as an example, the subcontractor thing, if someone isn't on the list, we don't have to hire a general to get a welder, that because there's no welders on the list, as an example. And so we did some of the things like that. There was some other tweaking, but mainly it was things we talked about here. There was
service and maintenance that just got pulled out of the contractors list.
So things like, give me an example.
Well, like going and having a motor worked on at David's shop.
Yeah, I don't think that's a contractor.
Okay. I don't think it was.
That was what we were talking about changing the description of.
Okay. Maybe that didn't. Do you remember if that got changed?
No.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Okay. So under special circumstances where a department head doesn't have to use the next person on the list. So at the bottom of that, we're going to add to that list. Amber's going to help me, and we're just going to add where you can see where it says examples of a specialty contractor that are only used on rare occasions could include but not limited to, and welders, tree removal, stuff like that. And Amber is going to get me a more detailed list, and that's in certain circumstances where we wouldn't have to go off the list.
Will that be available before, since this is the first reading, will that be available by the next assembly meeting?
Well, it shouldn't be coming back to you on the next assembly meeting unless you want it to. But that's the only thing that's going to be added. And that's something that's going to be on the list that I maintain.
Do we want to, his comment there, should we include that where kind of the definition of maintenance?
That was our suggestion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Go ahead.
Our suggestion that we define what a contractor is and exclude maintenance and the casual things that we do in an everyday deal, if not a bid or not a construction, our normal, you know.
Let's.
I would prefer personally that we postpone approval of this until this list, these changes are made.
Okay.
So we're only doing it one time.
Okay. Nope. Agreed. So is there anything else? We'll include that.
Yeah, one of the questions I have is that was raised to me by one of the contractors is the specific language regarding changing to a quote on a contract less than $10,000 or on a job less than $10,000, changing to a quote midstream. So it comes up, you got this job, it's $8,000, you say, I think I'm going to quote this one instead of just having it go through the regular process. And the perception is that if this contractor isn't liked, they're up for the good juicy plum, and you say, no, we're going to go for a quote now, and that moves the guy to the next one, which may not be the juicy plum. So I don't see any language that says we don't quote jobs under, we use our contractor list unless nobody can.
It just says if quotes are requested for work, well, this is under, so between $5,000 and $10,000. Yeah, but the ordinance actually says you don't have to even do that until it's after 10. Here it says, let's see, where's that at? Department heads will be required to solicit quotes from anyone on the list, along with any other contractors, for items between $5,000 and $10,000. So it seemed like that was your question before. If we are going out and solicit quotes, so anything above $5,000
is a quote every time.
We would solicit everybody on that qualifies on the list, but we could also solicit quotes from off the list.
Right, but everything to $5,000 should just go to somebody on the list.
The next person.
Yeah. The next person on the list. We never bail to a quote on 0 to 5. Is that making sense?
That's not what it will. I think somewhere in here it gives the option of, to do that.
Why would we do that?
Well, I think there are times that you go in to have something done and you get into the job and it turns out that it's much worse than you thought. I know as a contractor years ago, if you wanted me to build a certain thing for you, I wrote that into a bid, and the bid was always higher than my hourly price. So, and I would get clients and say, why did you do that? Or why do you do that? And I said, well, the unknown factor, I don't know what I'm gonna get into there. So I'm gonna bid this job 20, 30% higher than what I actually think it's gonna be. Than if I did it by the hour, and almost always the hour price was cheaper than the bid price. Now, of course, you have to have a certain amount of trust in the people you're working with that that's gonna be the case. But I would respect our city managers and the people working, that they learn who these people are they can trust, and they would be the ones that would get into this situation.
So that section of the list that you're just talking about, says policy to be adopted, and there's number one, number two, number three, and Jeff, you're just reading number two. But number three, right below that, says any items where the price is expected to be less than $5,000 are not required to solicit quotes. Those items will automatically go to the process of providing to the next contractor, blah, blah, blah. If quotes are requested for work under $5,000, the quotes will come from the contractor's list. So you're adding to that the potential to get a quote for under five, but it still has to go to the same process of asking everyone on the list. I guess, so to clarify that is, it could be either way. Under five could be either way. But my question was up in number two, why would you guys add that red section along with any other contractors? Why would you?
Well, I think last time, I think it was Steve that brought up that if we were going to go out for bids, then we're a public entity, and it, you know, anybody should have the opportunity to do that.
I thought the original intent of this was to prevent a bidding process on these small projects under $5,000, so we're not tying Amber up trying to put bid packages together and opening them and doing the whole process. Mm-hmm. But we've left this in here. Somehow it snuck back in that we can do this, but only on select things. And I think if it's under $5,000, it's a non-bid item, and we go to the contractor's list and we say, you know, how much to do it. And I thought that was the plan, to streamline things. But my understanding is that sometimes we go to a bid on something. I don't know how often it's happened, but one of the contractors complained to me. Because they felt that when it was their turn to get the $4,000 job, woohoo, it goes out to a bid, and now they're trying to compete where the next guy gets the $4,000 job and there's no bid. And so I just think if it's above $5,000, we bid it out. If it's below $5,000, we don't bid it, it goes to the contractor. And I agree with you saying, Mark, but these projects, they shouldn't be doing anything till the person signed, said, I'm going to do it for $4,000. And I think we have flexibility to say if they find something, we'll work with them, but.
I just thought that was.
That's what I asked for.
Okay, I was thinking that meant you always had the opportunity to ask for a quote.
No, my point was if it's above $5,000 and we put it out for a quote, but we only quote to the list, now we're defeating kind of some of that purpose of putting out quotes.
That's fine. No,
it
we can.
It doesn't do it.
So we can remove that. If quotes are requested under five, da 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 da, we'll remove that. That, the consensus. Okay, we can do that.
I was just going to say I agree with Steve. If it's under $5,000, I don't see the need for a quote. We just go straight down the list. That's kind of the point of the list. But I was thinking between $5,000 and $10,000. You go out for quotes, but you go out for quotes for everybody that's on the list, and then anything over $10,000, you open it up to everybody.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know if we can. Are we allowed legally to not solicit outside of a contractor list?
It probably should be, and eventually that was the, I don't know if we're gonna do this by resolution eventually or by ordinance. It probably needs to be
By ordinance.
Codified in your code to do that. There's communities that have special preferential treatment for local contractors or Alaskans and all kind of other stuff, so.
Which is what I'd like to see. The more money we can keep right here in our own community with our own people and stuff, the better.
Absolutely. So I did have one other question. There was a contractor that asked, they're in town doing a job for the city. And he says, can I get on the list to be a local contractor? I'm working in the city and I'm, so what is a local contractor? We have no local business license process. We just require people for sales tax purposes to have a state business license and pay sales tax.
Well, just personal opinion, I don't think you could exclude them. Mm-hmm. If they want to go through all the processes of everybody else, pay for the fees and everything else, then they should be treated like everybody else, even if they're from Ketchikan, Petersburg, or whatever. If they feel they can do a job under $5,000 and come off of that list and get here and do it, they have no power to.
Well, the contractors list is something to make it systematic for local people on small jobs, and I feel, you know, if they're a local company, they'd be have a local office.
They'd have a store.
You know, they'd be legit.
I agree.
It's a kind of a silly question, I think.
I somewhat agree with you guys, but $5,000, you're not going to get anybody from Ketchikan or Sitka to come here to do it anyway. So this is a mute, really, we're having a mute conversation.
Yeah.
Unless they happen to be in town doing other work for us, they're not going to make the trip over here for a $5,000 job. Under five. So.
We could have an open enrollment period. You're not here for open enrollment. We can't sign up.
We're going to subsidize it.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, so we're going to have a definition to what is
a
contractor, and then list those things that we can think of that what is maintenance versus on the things that are on this list. So anything under five goes directly to the list. Anything from 5 to 10 is only from the list for quotes. And if it's above that, then it's charity for everybody.
Yep.
Okay. We'll bring that back.
Since this was on the agenda as approval, we probably should have a motion to postpone it.
The motion was to approve it, so if somebody wants to make a motion just to postpone it to the next meeting, that would be appropriate.
I move to postpone it until the next regular
second.
Brew Assembly meeting.
Moved and second. Any discussion on postponing? Poll, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. I'm going to call a recess here at 8:10 p.m. for 5 minutes.
What's with these pins?
Yeah, is your budget cuts or going? Pins? What's going on here, Kevin?
What's with these pins?
What? Are they bad?
They're leaking everywhere.
What are you doing to the
Well, what, are you that hot-blooded?
Yeah.
Going the same way.
I sit beside Powell here. He's leaking pen everywhere.
Okay, we'll just
throw it
around.
Oh,
good
word. Oh.
Busted, guys.
Hey.
Well, this newspaper bag, what do you say?
Has there been any thought of using a biker lot for the
demonstration? Yes.
I had to bring that to me.
Well, we brought it actually to DEC, and I think they would come in blue.
Really?
Well,
you can't bury you in lead?
Well, we requested them up front to clean it up to a residential standard, and if we put a cemetery there, that it would not have to have been to the same